Adam Pengilly joins us. Morning, Adam.
Morning, Dave. Morning, Bertie.
Yeah, good morning, Adam. Quick one, mate. Let's go to it straight away. You guys have broken a story this morning as well with some of the other headlines about the tennis. Can you update us any more about that with some infections?
Can I? I've been on leave, Bertie, from the Herald.
Fantastic.
I've been keeping up to date, to be perfectly honest.
Come on, mate. You're better than that.
I did see a player last night from Spain, was it?
Yeah.
Who tested positive, and she's obviously put that news on social media. So this is probably the reason why they've put him in this hard quarantine, this lockdown for 14 days because of the charter flight. Someone has obviously, she's obviously picked it up on one of these charter flights coming down to Australia with a contact on one of those flights. And imagine if she'd been out training for the last sort of 6 or 7 days and whatever else. So who knows what's going to happen, boys. It's fascinating. But, not great news for Australian Open heading forward.
Okay, tell me this one then. Do you know what's going to happen with the Carrington Stakes?
Well, it's a fascinating race, Berkey, there on the weekend. Like, Cradle Mountain's obviously the horse that won the race last year. He hasn't won since then, basically. So he's a control freak. He's probably going to try and go forward and try and take control. That's the only way he wins his races, when he leads, basically. So he'll be ridden urgently. But I think this race, the market's definitely screwed down these two horses right down at the bottom of the weights here, Bandersnatcher and Chad. I thought Bandersnatcher was pretty good last start coming back in trip. I think getting back out to his ideal distance now at 1,400 metres. And Chad, who I thought was great last start at Canterbury in that Canterbury Classic, on a track at Canterbury where, let's be honest, it's been hard to make ground at Canterbury for a long time now. But the track raced pretty fairly on that night. And the form around 11-11 is obviously stacked up with him going up to the Gold Coast and winning. So I think they're the two logical horses at the moment. Order Again, guys, was brilliant, winning first up for Chris Waller on a wet track sort of around that mile at Randwick. Just a big, I suppose it's a niggle for me, is coming back in trip now, getting onto dry ground. Like, visually, he was so impressive there first up with a rail out 9 metres. He's going to be spotting this field a fair bit of a start. So whether he can replicate that performance, I'm not too sure. Whether it's trying to get him, nurse him through to another run later in the campaign for another sort of, I suppose, target race, I don't know. But I think the race is probably a race into it at the moment between Bandersnatch and Chat.
Mate, what about GA tickets being available again for the weekend racing in Sydney?
Yeah, good news, Dave, good news. So ATC and Racing Solo was announced yesterday, just given the infection rate has been coming down steadily for the last week or two, that general admission holders can get back to the races. You have to book online if you want to go to Canterbury tonight or Randwick tomorrow. Book the tickets through theraces.com.au. But thankfully, get some more crowds back on track, hopefully, in the next coming weeks. So this night season at Canterbury has just been a complete wipeout, really, hasn't it? It's been such success for so many years now, with people flocking to the Friday night races for the food trucks and all the racing. But unfortunately, just hasn't really taken off this season, given to the COVID situation. So hopefully, with a few more night meetings to come before the end of the season, we can slowly start getting some people back on track, because it's been a pretty tough time for people trying to go to watch their races live.
I made the announcement the other day after the news. Something happened. There was another sport that got cancelled. I said to Sandra, this COVID thing, not good. And it was just like, it is not good. It is just ruining everything at the moment, isn't it? I mean,
was that appreciated, that type of question to Sandra? Did she look at you and go,
mate, not
thanks,
good.
Scoop. They're coming up.
She couldn't stop laughing. I got up. That was it. It made the bloopers file. Mate, Golden Slipper, how's that all taking shape? And then, obviously, we're running the 2-year-olds at Ramick on tomorrow.
Yeah, I think another really important race, Bertie. I've been saying for a couple of weeks now, I think there's still a few unraced horses we haven't seen yet. They're going to play a major part in the lead-up towards the Golden Slipper, and Saturday's another crucial race in that. The one colt I want to keep an eye on this week is Arthur Francis for the John O'Shea Stud, with Hugh Bowman riding from Barrier 1. I thought his two trials this campaign have been really sharp. He looks like a real professional little 2-year-old, so I wouldn't be surprised if he throws his name into the ring in the next sort of 24 to 48 hours with a strong performance there tomorrow. Ashima for Annabelle Neesham. She was really good behind Acrobat, who we're talking about as one of the top seeds for the Slipper at the moment. So she's got to come back to the race and prove that she can get back up again for another campaign. She's drawn a bit of a sticky gate. I think she's got the outside gate there. So, and with his rail out 9 metres, adds a few complications as well. One horse in that race I thought might run a big race at odds was Chameleon Choice and Matt Smith. He had that debut run at Flemington down the straight there. He's been switched back to Sydney. I like the jockey booking with Nash Arula going on board, and the fact he's an on-speed runner on a day when the ground's going to be hard. You'd imagine it's going to be hard to make ground and the rail's out. So Chameleon Choice might be something to look at odds on an each-way basis there in that 2-year-old race, but I think Arthur Francis is probably the horse to beat.
What about race 6? Have you done the form for race 6, Adam?
Yes, you've been very quiet this week. What are you thinking? What are you thinking about the mare?
I think on the white too, I hope. Well, I think she'll go all right. The last time she raced at Randwick, over this distance, was the Frank Packer Plate. the form to come out of that, and mind you, she's had her issues along the way, but she was beaten, what, just a tick over two and a bit by the chosen one. Emin Giri was in that race. House of Cartier was in that race. Purple Sector was in that race. She sort of hasn't been to 2000 since at Randwick, and I don't think she's... Oh, she has been back to Randwick, but on the Kenzo.
Did you say on the Cairns, though?
No, on the Kenzo, on the on the Kensington track. But I think she'll run all right. I think she'll run okay. Well, I hope she does.
Open race, that one. Open race. Her form card is one duck egg, so you might be due something there tomorrow, Dave.
Yeah, hopefully Timmy Clark can produce a medal. I love how we've drawn a gate. There's hopefully a bit of speed in the race. Yeah. I'm heading out there tomorrow.
Okay, good luck, good luck.
Thank you, mate.
Best bet tomorrow.
Yeah, what's your best bet?
Race 4, number 2, Emanate. I loved her recent trial. She's a filly on there that's been handled really nicely by the James Cummings stable throughout her career. She just progressed through the grade really well last time, winning some midweek races. No doubt the face is going to be hard to beat from that softy straw. He'll land on the speed. But I think Emanate can sort of sit outside him and try and control the race. And I just think the gap between them in betting is just too big at the moment. So fairly keen on race 4, number 2, Emanate. And my other bet is going to be race 8, number 9, Chat in the Carrington Stakes. As I mentioned earlier, I loved his run in the Canterbury Classic. Bandersnatch, I think it's probably rock bottom odds for mine, to be honest. I know he's definitely the winning chance, but I think Chat's just going to stalk the speed the whole way around and be there to pounce when the whips are cracking. So race 4, number 2, Emanate, and race 8, number 9, Chat. The two bets for me tomorrow at Randwick.
Adam, you have a good day, mate.
See you, boys.